seems like a dream to me now.
City Shakedown. We say hello to Pure Michigan's Nick Nirvan. Hello, friend. How are you?
Doing fantastic. And yeah, there's a little bit of sunshine out there this morning. And looking like we're headed toward March this weekend. That means spring ain't too far behind.
Oh, that's a fact. That's a fact. So that story I had about the Agrisure Amphitheater opening, I've already got a headache because I'm thinking traffic and the S-curve and, I mean, they'll figure it out eventually, but that those first couple of shows might be a little dicey, you know, but it'll be exciting.
Well, don't forget the soccer stadium will be coming too. There'll be a lot of things happening in downtown Grand Rapids. I personally cannot wait for the Agrisure Amphitheater. Yes, there'll be some logistics to work out there, but should be a tremendous addition to downtown. And for me as a live music fan, so many great shows, including Santana. Did you see Santana coming this summer?
I did. And I don't think it's going to affect anything at Meyer Gardens. They've got their own thing going on, you know, and it's a different vibe. And so I think both can coexist.
Yeah, I would say Meyer Gardens, they've got an established crew like myself. And, you know, Em and I, we love to go to Meyer Gardens. We're members there. It's such a wonderful resource here in the Grand Rapids community. And their shows, you can bring your chair. You can bring a little snack to have during the show. And it really is an experience. So I agree. Both should be able to continue to thrive.
So spring break is right around the corner. I mean, it's March 1st on Sunday. So you have some ideas, some fun things for people to do?
I grew up in a skiing family in Mount Pleasant. My dad was a professor at CMU.
Mm-hmm.
And so we often stayed in Michigan for spring break. We didn't travel out of state like a lot of families do every year. And we went a couple different years to Michigan ski resorts because you can find great deals. You know, if you're a skiing family like we were, you can get great packages. There's also all kinds of fun events that they have there. Like, you know, they have the famous slush cups where you ski across the water, the pond and everything, you know. It's kind of a tradition in many ski resorts throughout spring break time in spring in Michigan. So hitting the slopes is one great idea to get out and have some family fun.
Very, very cool. And, of course, there's all kinds of indoor water parks all over the place, you know. They really are. They're all over the state.
Yeah, I was just up at Boyne Mountain with my sister and her family. And at Boyne, you can go stay right there on site, and you can go to the indoor water park. You can also ski and ride and ski and snowboard. Over in Frankenmuth, they've got the new Bavarian Blast Water Park, as well as Zender Splash Village, and then Traverse City has Great Wolf Lodge. And these are like within a couple hours driving distance. You can be at a place where you can, you know, get inside, have a great time, have a lot of family fun, bring friends, and still, you know, not have to travel too far.
Yeah, I think it's really cool. You know, if you stay home for spring break, there's so many things that you can do. You can head to Detroit. You know, and we've talked about this. I've never been to the Motown Museum, and it pains me that the Motown Museum, I would think it would be triple its size, but it's still on West Grand Boulevard in Detroit. That would be a fun thing to do for spring break. You could go to the Henry Ford, the Outdoor Adventure Center in Detroit. What's that all about?
Well, my mom was an elementary teacher, and so being raised by an educator, she would take us to places where we can learn while we travel.
Yeah.
And I think it's a great combination because, you know, certainly you can do other things in these destinations, but using Detroit as an example, yeah, the Henry Ford, you can spend days there.
Oh, I know.
Greenfield Village and all the wonderful things there. The Motown Museum is such a wonderful thing. I recently saw where someone said that Detroit is where music found its soul. And that's Motown. I love that saying.
Mm.
And also the Detroit Institute of Arts, one of the country's wonderful collections of art. And so the Outdoor Adventure Center from the DNR, so many wonderful things to do there where you can experience arts and culture while you experience, you know, the fun in the city.
I love it. You've got butterflies are blooming, Frederick Meyer Gardens, that's going to open soon. The Gerald R. Ford Museum, they always have something really interesting. I know they're going to do something for Bicentennial for the 250th anniversary. There's the Public Museum. Lansing has fun stuff to do, too.
Well, the state capitol is an attraction everybody should see. No question about it. They also have the Heritage Hall there with all kinds of wonderful exhibits and artifacts from Michigan's history. And the Michigan History Center, that's another thing where you can learn so much about Michigan's history. One of my personal favorites, the R.E. Olds Museum, has got a really thorough history, including all different kinds of automobiles from the history of the Oldsmobile brand and its history in Lansing. And Impressions 5 Museum is kind of a science museum where you can learn and discover there as well. So yeah, Lansing, another great destination for spring break.
You put St. Joseph on the list. I haven't been down that way in a long time. What's there to do in St. Joseph?
I recently was doing some research for another story about spring break, and St. Joseph has the Silver Beach area, which is this gorgeous beach, and there's a bluff overlooking that, overlooking Lake Michigan. Down on Silver Beach, they've got a historic carousel that's like 100 years old, and they have that indoors. They also have the Curious Kids Museum and Discovery Zone. They have special programming during spring break. So go down to Southwest Michigan. It's only a couple hours drive. Explore the lakeshore, check out the beach, check out the views, but then also get to have some fun, too.
I love it. Great ideas for spring break. You enjoy the sunshine. We may hit 50 tomorrow.
I know. It's that time of year, so looking forward to it.
Bring it on. All right, thanks, Nick. Nick Nirbon with Pure Michigan.